You are now on the hill of Castéu, from which you can see the site of the old castle of Hyères, the Lords of Fosse Castle. It has been listed as a historic monument since 1926. When you arrive on the site, you can see two towers linked by a large surrounding wall. If you walk around in order to see the back of these two towers rising in front of you, you will notice their open throat characteristic. The surrounding wall linking them is more or less in a straight line. As you will notice throughout your visit, the main layout of the castle had to adapt to the natural constraints of the land. Virtually all of the still visible remains date from the second half of the 13th century. They are remains of the fortified walls. The castle was organized around two dwellings with towers topped with crenellations and pierced with windows. The castle of Hyères was built on top of this hill in the first half of the 11th century. However, the bases of some wooden huts that have been uncovered could indicate the castle was built a few dozen years earlier. In the Middle Ages, there was a village on this hill. By dominating the plain, the castle could watch over the valley in the south and protect the villagers. This castle ensemble is one of the most important in Provence and a remarkable example of the defensive architecture of the Middle Ages. Towards the end of the 12th century, the population en masse abandoned the surroundings of the castle in order to settle in the plain. In spite of the protests of the Counts of Provence, people refused to come back behind the fortified walls. The high town was deserted in favor of the farmable lands of the plain.
Unfortunately, the castle was almost leveled to the ground. Do not forget that between 1192 and 1596, the castle of Hyères underwent 8 long sieges. However, a succession of renovations made it possible to preserve their remains. The castle was notably reorganized by Charles I of Anjou in 1257. It thus became a true medieval fortress, almost impregnable. The castle welcomed prestigious guests such as Saint Louis, who stayed there with his retinue in 1254, on the way back from his 7th crusade, and even Queen Jeanne. To help you appreciate the importance of this site, you will see throughout your visit some panels that show how the castle originally looked. Even though it will take you approximately 30 minutes and means you need the right type of shoes, do try to climb to the top of the castle. It is 196 meters high, and once you get there, you will not regret the climb. The top of the castle offers a splendid panorama. From up there, you will have a stunning view over Toulon, the Gien Peninsula, and the islands of Hyères. Some days, you can even catch a glimpse of the Alps.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée. With its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.